Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When I say all the shows are here at Seven Springs Mountain Resort today. We are having a great time, and we are joined now by Alex Moser, old friend and director of marketing and communications. He's just our go-to guy, so this title is just for, I don't know, for window dressing, Alex, because we just call you if we need something. That's how it works.
Because Mr. Do-It-All is it doesn't look good on a business card in general.
I thought of my first question to you, Alex. And by the way, good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.
You know, like Duquesne just got a new logo, right, with their new branding and everything with their athletic department. I was driving in at the big gates last night, and I came through, and I saw the Seven Springs Mountain Resort logo. And I'm not saying that you need a new logo, but what I am saying is this. The logo's a misnomer because it's a hill and it has a snow, the seven kind of like snow coming down and ski slopes, but it's not just what happens in the winter. I thought of that when I was going to talk to you today, that in a way there's a lot of things that happen that aren't just wintertime things.
That's a great, great segue. You just handed that all to me on a silver platter there. That's good.
I'm being serious about that.
Should be in radio.
Because the times that I've come here, I'm not a big skier, but there's a lot to do for people that don't ski.
We're actually as busy in the summertime now as we are in the wintertime. Between conferences and golf and sporting clays and all of our adventures on the mountain, you know, the disc golf and the alpine slide and the hiking and biking, we're equally as busy. And the biggest thing, though, that we've seen too is people, and you always say, you guys always say this, it's an event town. Pittsburgh's an event town. Our events are a big draw in the summertime, and we keep adding every year. We add more and more events, much to my wife's chagrin, but we like to eat at home, so she's all for it. So you know, we just keep adding events, and so this year, you know, we have big weekend coming up this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. We have a Country Legends tribute concert. So we've got a Garth Brooks look-alike and sound-alike, which is a lot cheaper.
for those that couldn't get in this past weekend.
You know what? He looks and sounds just like him. And then we've got a Shania Twain look-alike, sound-alike. And then we've got Zac Brown Band, which is a look-alike, sound-alike. So I want to make sure that I manage expectations here. I don't want anyone coming up and saying, you know, Yin's made me drive an hour up here, and it's not really Garth Brooks. But it should be fun. You know, the beer's real. The food is real, and the music's kind of real.
Well, and what I think is cool is people just think of like we look outside right now, we can see the alpine slide, and people are like, oh, well, that's the kids can do the alpine slide. No, there's like legitimate, you know, fun stuff to do beyond just for the kids. Like there's you can get this all day adventure pass now where you can do the zip lines and the bike park and all of it together, and it legitimately becomes like. And you use the word adventure. It becomes like a weekend adventure, whether it's just for a couple or for a family.
Yeah, I mean, again, we cater to everybody. Everybody's our client in the summertime because anyone can do all this stuff. Skiing, you know, there's about 17% of the population can ski. But here, it's 100% can do all the stuff. And, you know, sporting clays is an interesting one, too, because growing up in the city, I, you know, shied away from guns and didn't like them and, you know, was apprehensive when I got here. And I got up there, and I'm like, wow, first of all, it's a lot of fun to learn a new sport. And it also doesn't take 6 hours, and it's a lot of fun up there. There's 51 different stations, and you try to hit the little orange targets and the birds, and of course, it can be a lot of fun.
Follow us on. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go. It's your
follow
show.
Follow us on Twitter. No, it's not. It's Jim's show. Follow us on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills.
Yeah, you know, Chris, don't. I don't want you to slough off the Alpine slide here, okay?
Because no,
I'm 63.
Not
I love the Alpine slide.
The Alpine slide. I've you know, seen you enjoy it.
Yeah, Jim. You race the little kids and get dusted by some 8-year-old, but hey. It's a lot of fun, and it's a good central location too. We like to come up, and we're not mountain bikers, but we're bikers, and you can. Where do you want to go? You want to go to a trailhead in
Rockwood?
Yeah, Rockwood is what I was trying to think of, or Ohio Pile, and it's just it. And we just drive around here, up around the mountain, talk about man, this is really nice. You know, you're outside of your condo or your hotel. You look, and last night was really cool because it rained really hard for about 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden, there's the sun. I mean, it was just a beautiful night.
The weather changes really quickly up here, and yeah. I still live in Pittsburgh, and I'll go home, and it'll be a 15 degree difference in temperature. But truth, can I tell one little story?
Oh, you tell.
I'm here 6 days a week, probably 5 to 6 days a week. Jim Colony's here more than I am.
I think so. I think you might
totally
be right
believable.
About that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this: you say Pittsburgh, and you say, and I think part of it is the accessibility. I had an event yesterday at the zoo, and I timed it from Highland Park, and you and I grew up in the same part of the world, Alex, and right across the river from the zoo, and it was door-to-door from I pulled out of Highland Park and went across the Highland Park Bridge. I looked at my clock. It was 7:19. I pulled in here. It was 8:19. Yep. It took exactly 1 hour.
I've done the drive for 11 years now, and I did the math. I spent a year and a half in a car. But, yeah, it's very accessible right off the turnpike, and it's easy. Can we talk about a new event?
Certainly. Yeah. Let's do it.
I mean, I think the people listening to the show will like this event. It's the Pennsylvania Beer Festival.
Okay.
That we're having June 20th.
I think someone talking on the show will like that as well.
Yeah. A couple of us, maybe.
June 22nd and 23rd. It's a brand new event. It's where we've kind of modeled a little bit after the Great American Beer Festival that happens in Denver every year. But we have 56 small breweries from Pennsylvania here doing tasting. We have what's called Beerjication, which is not a vacation on beer. Well, I guess it is a vacation on beer, but it's also education about Pennsylvania beer. And it's really cool. So we've got all the little, you know, Hitchhiker, and we've got, you know, some of the little smaller Pittsburgh brew pubs. But it's you know, it's not any of the big guys. It's a lot of the small brew pubs in eastern Pennsylvania as well. And it should be really, really cool at the base of the mountain here. It's kind of a good way to drink beer.
Can you get a master's degree in this whatever education? What was it?
Don't you have one?
Well, maybe a doctorate.
You can if you want. Yeah, nice. We'll get that for you, Jim.
What is that again?
Beerjication.
Beerjication.
No, when is it? When is
it? Oh, June 22nd and June 23rd.
June 22nd.
Yeah, I think it's going to be again
putting this in the calendar.
It doesn't exist either. There's never been one in Pennsylvania, and there's a ton. I mean, there's like 300 breweries in Pennsylvania now. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're popping up. They're popping up. I played golf yesterday.
How'd you do?
Imagine that Jim played golf yesterday.
Not very well. Course is in great shape.
Isn't that amazing, though? I mean, just about 6 weeks ago, we had a few inches of snow on it.
We're up here skiing for Pond Skim.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago when you think about it. And it transforms, and it's the greens are great. The greens are great. My game stinks. But we kind of joke about it. Sometimes you hear like the commercial where it says you can use every club in your bag. You do. And some of the holes are a little bit long for me. I need to play from the senior tees, even though I'm not quite there yet.
Uh-huh.
But
you are in age, not in skill.
Yeah, that's true. There was an outing here yesterday. These guys looked like they were having way too much fun, quite honestly. So it's a great place to come and hang out.
Are you bringing the food truck festival back as well?
The fireworks and food trucks festival is coming back, and you know that was a first year event last year, and uh-huh. we learned a lot because the food trucks ran out of food. We sold 4,000 tickets the day of the festival. So
oh my gosh.
It's insane. And you know, everybody likes fireworks. It's 45 minutes of fireworks right here on the mountain. I guess people can't see where I'm pointing.
Yeah. It's right up there.
Right. Up there.
Yeah.
And we've got 30 food trucks this year. We doubled it. We're going to also limit the tickets too. We're going to cap the tickets so that it's not as completely insane and nobody has to wait in line this year.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. So, long story short, it's an exciting time. We have an exciting time every time that we come up. And I think that's something that I need to kind of bang home to people, and I think you do a great job of this. Like, I'm not a big skier, but my family has come up for weekends and things, and there's just – we found something new to do every time, and it was over the summer. My kids love just kind of getting lost here.
Well, that – you know what? We're in the Laurel Highlands, too, so it's not just Seven Springs. I mean, you guys can go to Ohio Pile, which is only half an hour away. You guys can go see Frank Lloyd Wright, maybe not with the kids, but you can go down to, Ligonier, and there's all kinds of things to do, like Fort Ligonier. There's Idlewild. There's a lot of things to do. So stay here and then just to kind of explore the whole area.
Alex Moser, Director of Communications and Marketing here at Seven Springs. As always, Alex, thank you much.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for being here.
Do you ever ride your bike up here? How long would it take for you to ride your bike up here?
I'm not going to do that.
Jim, you going to do that? Next year, I challenge you to ride your bike.
I would do it with you, Jim.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would do it with coffee.
You could, we're on the like the trail, you know, the uh-huh. Allegheny Passage, and there were these guys that are coming by with all loaded down with sleeping bags and all this other stuff. And my wife and I are going like, man, these guys are coming from like Washington, D.C.
Or maybe they just ride real slow.
They also have a thing that says how far it is to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I think from one of the confluence or Ohio Piles, like 70 miles. No, thanks.
Why don't you do it next year,
Jim? Via bike trail.
Come on, Jim. If they give you extra vacation, would you do it? Or a trail cam, like a...
I might. Yeah, like, I could do it on the trail. It wouldn't be too bad. I mean, yeah. I'm not taking the turnpike and going up.
No, I'm on the trail. Would you do it?
I would consider it.
Okay, there we go.
Got him thinking about it.
Now we got something.
I'm into it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.